welcome to another amazing Holy Ghost Spirit-led infused episode of the Faith, Fire, and Flow podcast show, the show which brings you all of the most incredible entrepreneurs, creators, leaders, and those who are just saying yes to what life is meant to be about, the way it's meant to be, and who are here to share with you their wisdom, tools, techniques, tips, and just straight up, what even is that, spirit-led downloads that are going to help you in your business, in your money, in your life. Let's go. Buckle up. It's happening.
Quick chat about resistance. Quick little conversation about resistance for you. I'm conscious in the background of my Facebook live stream here that I really need to actually arrange my teacups there that are all messily piled on one another despite their beautiful antique status. My grandmother would be appalled. All right, here's the reason. We can talk about some reasons. May or may not be as simple as saying there's one reason. But we're going to talk about a couple of the reasons as to why you maybe don't show up to do whatever the work is that it is that you're meant to be doing. And I'm talking about the real needle moving stuff. The stuff where if you were to consistently do it, it would just make a tremendous difference to your business, to your finances, and I'm going to say more importantly than either of those things, to the direction that you're going all in all creatively. Do excuse the fact that I am a sweaty mess. Not that it's going to bother your senses apart from visually, but it's so humid on the Gold Coast today. It's just insane. And I've been on a massive 1 hour walk and then I've been to the gym and I haven't bothered to shower after either of them because after this, I'm going to jump in my sauna. So then I'll get clean. But in the meanwhile, that is why I look like a sweaty mess. All right. So I was thinking about a couple of things. Something I've taught for absolutely years that you really just need to take this to heart is my business, which is a business that has substantial foundation in the online space and is a business that has produced over $30 million for that business and then hundreds of millions collectively for my clients, has all been built on something that is so simple it's almost annoying, which is just that many years ago, before I had any idea where it was going to go or even what it was, like, or even what my vision was, I just said to myself something like, and this would have been, I don't know, 15, 16 years ago, so pretty early on in my online journey, I remember saying to myself something like, well, I have no idea what this is or where it's going, but I just know that if I continue to write, which was kind of my core thing and still is, I just know that if I continue to write at least two or three times a week, and I was talking about vlogs, then I'm going to go somewhere. So this was like maybe 2007, and I started online in 2006, and I had no idea what I was doing. I had no vision for a business online. I had a business offline at the time, but I had just started writing really like articles was what it was, fitness and nutrition articles, because that was my industry at the time. And it had turned into a bit of a blog, and nobody had even heard the words online business back then. I hadn't heard them. Like, maybe a few people worldwide had heard them, but this was before there was an era of online coaching or anything like that. In fact, a year or two after that, I actively tried to find an online business coach to help me with this here internet thing that I had no clue what it was, and I couldn't find one. So that tells you roughly where we were, you know, and it was before I was even on social media. But yet something within me just clicked into the fact that there was something in this that if I would consistently keep writing and sharing that writing, and in my mind at the time, like, that meant being a blogger, right? Honestly, I would still, if I was giving myself a label, which I don't typically do, but if I was, I would call myself a blogger more so than definitely like more so than an influencer or something like that. And I just said these simple words to myself that I then lived into, that then turned into a business that has produced tens of millions of dollars, and it turned into me becoming known throughout a period of time going back a long time now, specifically over the past decade, into being known as one of the female coaches in the online space that really was, yeah, at the front, as Steph says, a front runner. And also that I got to coach and continue to get to coach just some of the most amazing leaders, messengers, etc. in the world, and accomplish a lot of really cool things. And it all started with these simple words, which still cracks me up to this day, which was, I have no idea what this thing really is or where on earth it could possibly go. But I just think that if I just keep doing it, it's going to go somewhere. And in that moment, I made a commitment to myself that I want you to think about and think about how does that apply to your current reality and to the momentum that you're maybe having or not having with the creative work that you're meant to do in the world, but also with your finances, your business growth in general. And the commitment that I made when I said to myself, I have no idea where this is going back in 2006 or seven, but I just think that if I keep doing it, it's going to go somewhere. The commitment that I made was I will, no matter what, write at least 2 or 3 times a week. And that, it was just that. It wasn't, I didn't have a mission statement. I didn't have a big fancy vision. I literally tried to do that one time. I still have the file on my computer. It's from 2008. I came across it not so long ago. And, you know, where you try and do like a proper vision and a mission statement and then break it down like 12-month plan, 3-month plan and so on. It was fine. There was nothing wrong with it. But I never followed that. I never did any of that. I was never clearly articulated on what my goals were for the year or the 3-month period, let alone anything further than that. It was literally just something within me knew that it was right for me to write, that it was correct for me to write, that it was correct for me to do so consistently. And there was an inner knowing, which was that this is going to go somewhere. Why is my cutlery mashed up in my cupboards? Do you know what cutlery is? Cutlery is knives and forks. That's teacups, my friend. That is not cutlery. I think you mean crockery. But those are my antique teacups, and you're right, it's a mess. I was saying that before. I need to sort it out. These are actually really rare teacups that I collect, and I track them down and so on, and then they are just all jammed in on top of each other at the moment. So we've got to sort that out. This is one of my newest ones here, which is a very antique. They're all bone china. They're all English china. It's got a little saucer that goes with it. So pretty, isn't it? I actually was on Amazon looking, I need to get like inserts. I've got this cool tall bookcase. It was just like a skinny tall bookcase that I had made a few years ago. And it's really cool, but it's not really a match for teacups when you've got these massive shelves here. Or if you're on Instagram, you can't see what Sam's talking about. Look at that, what a mess. And then it's got like puzzles and kids games down there. You know, you guys, I'm here with the words, my friend. I'm here with the words. Don't even start me on aesthetics. I can take care of fitness aesthetics. As far as household aesthetics, it's not really my forte. When my sister was temporarily living with me for a few months, she just made so many spaces in my home so beautiful. And now that she's gone, they've just returned to what they were before that. But I did deliberately put my beautiful piano in the background over there because that's pretty. So there we go. Oh, that's so beautiful, Emily. I'm such a sweaty mess. You know, I'm always just in my gym clothes. You have to deal with it. But look at these. My grandmother made these. These are so precious. Those are carefully at the back. And there's a few others that my grandmother made. Anyhow, I do play the piano, yes. I have so many other teacups. They're honestly like on every surface all over the place. I've got to get a custom solution. I've got to get like inserts or something or just have my builder come and build a custom solution. I don't know what I'm going to do. So anyhow, it was annoying. Now I want you to think about this. What is something that you do, or maybe you don't do it, but you know that you should be doing it. We just know that this is for the long haul for you. So it could be writing, it could be speaking, it could be something musical, it could be something performance-based. It could be, anything creative, anything to do with sharing your message. And for me, it was always the writing, and it was always the writing since I was really young, like since I can remember, right? It was always the writing. But when I started to write online, in 2006, and it was just articles. It was no one knew about online marketing, never heard the words till years later. In fact, I'd already made about $1 million online before I ever heard the words online marketing. So again, it was a different era. And yeah, I'm a natural entrepreneur. So I just started figuring out how to make money because isn't that what you do in any scenario in life? I was doing that since I was 3 years old. So there was nothing new about that as far as the internet went. I just kind of like my mind went that way. It still goes that way. Oh my gosh, you should hear the ideas that are currently being formulated behind the scenes over here of something that's going to be monetized, which I really think is possibly questionable as to whether or not this particular unfolding era of my life should be monetized. But somebody who's not me thinks that it's a great idea. And I think that they might be right. There's some cool possibility that's coming along. I actually agree, but I'm just checking myself a bit. Anyway, we're not going to say any more about that. So something that's natural to you and you just have a sense or a knowing that this thing is meant to be there for the long haul. So for me, that was writing always. And then when I started to write online, it was like an online brochure. That was where we were at. There was nothing to do with community. I wasn't on social media. It was nothing like that at all. And I just knew in my spirit, I just knew this is for the long haul. And I just knew, I just had a sense and a knowing, or maybe you've got a sense and a knowing about something right now that you do creatively or that you should do creatively. And I had a sense and a knowing that if I just keep doing that, I don't know where it's going to go, but it's going to go somewhere. It's super freaking profound, right? Now, if you were to go back to that time, and I did have various business coaches in the physical world offline, because it was before online coaches really existed. I did have people at the time who were, you know, more advanced in business and life than me back then say to me, you know, you're too like dreamy or vague or whatever, and you need to be more tangible and more specific, and you need to structure things more and blah, blah, blah. Oh, well, guess what? I said, I don't know where this is going, but I think it's going to go somewhere. And if I just keep doing it, then I'll get there. And I have a business that's made over $30 million online, and my clients have collectively made hundreds of millions of dollars. And at no point did I ever actually become any more structured in those first few weeks or moments or years. But what I did do, and what I'm here to talk about today, is I did just keep going. While everybody, not everybody, but many people, and including many people who were trying to give me some kind of instruction, which, you know, I'm still grateful for because I sorted out, was saying to me, no, you can't do that, and that's not tangible enough, and you'll never make money doing that, and you need to be more structured, you need to go to have a business plan, and by the way, the colors that you're using are all wrong, Kat, and you should use corporate blue. I was told that. Hi, I still like bright colors, deal with it. While many people were saying all of that and worrying themselves about this and that, which is the equivalent of these days people concerning themselves with whether or not they have a professional photo and a professional website and, I don't know, a freaking plan, and that they've mapped out everything in advance. Meanwhile, I was doing the thing that seemed right inside of me, which was, oh, something about this writing thing that I've now figured out I can post on this internet thing that I don't even know what it is. Something about this feels right inside of me, and I'm just going to commit that I'll keep doing it no matter what. And meanwhile, that turned into, honestly, and this is a true story because I wasn't managing my money well at the time, turned into a $1 million business before I even noticed what happened. And then it just kept going. And what did I do? I was consistent to using the gifts that God had given me. Not all of them, because I'm still learning about that. But one of them, and one of them that I'd started to use, which was my gift of communication through writing. And I was just consistent. And it was just discipline. And it was just showing up. And it was just putting aside fear or doubt or uncertainty or emotions about whether or not, you know, this was making sense, or whether or not it was going anywhere, or whether or not it fit within whatever, you know, thing that I thought it should fit within. All of that was just irrelevant. In fact, it wasn't irrelevant, if I'm honest. I thought about that sort of stuff all the time, just like I still all the time think about, I don't know, is there something I should be doing differently? But meanwhile, I just do today's work today anyway. So you can be having a whole conversation in your head around what is the thing that's really going to blow your business up to the next level, or what is the platform that God wants to put you on in 2024, or what is the creative work that you're really meant to be getting out into the world, or, you know, what is the best way to structure your high ticket coaching thing or your low ticket coaching thing or whatever it might be. By the way, I have personally made millions of dollars through low ticket coaching, and I just am launching right now a brand new thing that you totally don't want to miss, because it's one of those should be $999 courses that I'm selling for, I don't know, 10% of that or less if you do payment plan, less to get started at least. And it's launch your low ticket offer in 7 days. And we're going to start live on Monday. It's a new live course which starts on Monday. This is one of those do not miss things. You know how it is. I'll just get you the link. Low ticket goldmine. I think it's thekatrinaruthshow.com/low ticket goldmine. I think it's that, but now that link's not working for me, so maybe it's not that. Launch your low ticket offer in... No, it is that. It's just not working for some reason. Launch your low ticket offer in 7 days. So I'm teaching that live from Monday. I just launched that yesterday. It's like a 4-day launch. That's what's happening. You know, that's my favorite thing to do. When we do things hard and fast, it's one of those things that everybody's just meant to join in on. Okay, the page is down at the moment. I have no idea why. That is inconvenient. Go check the link later. Unless the page is just down on my end. And I've got a connection error on my end. But the URL is thekatrinaruthshow.com/low ticket goldmine. I'm going to check it on another browser. So, you know, you might be thinking about what's the exact perfect way to structure your high ticket or your low ticket or any, you know, different element of your business. And that's fine. What I'm saying is that's fine. But what I am saying is why don't you just meanwhile consistently show up and do today's work today? And if you know you're meant to write, for example, then stop thinking about whether or not your writing is good enough and stop thinking about which platform should you publish it on and stop thinking about how you're ever going to possibly get a book together or out into the world and stop thinking about whether or not anyone's going to read your blog if you make a blog or how you should build an email newsletter or what the right way is to shop on social media or anything like that at all, and just start to consistently write and then just put it somewhere. It does, like, honestly, it doesn't matter, because the way that you're going to find out bit by bit over time where you should publish or position your work or what the actual big thing is that takes off is by virtue of the fact that you did today's work today. And at some point when you're doing today's work today, you realize that today was the day where, oh my gosh, it just dropped in and there was like, well, supernatural intervention. Firstly, thank you, Lord. Or you just realize this is what's flowing for me. Or the product of the fact that you just kept showing up actually turned into something. And meanwhile, you still didn't answer all those questions as to exactly what the right business move is or where you should really position yourself. But whoops, what just happened? The whole thing just built around you because you were doing today's work today. Somebody said, when am I going to go live each day in that new course? I don't announce my lives anymore. I just pop up when I pop up. Sometimes I announce them. It's actually like half true. Sometimes I'll tell you guys in advance and I'll put it in the group, is the next live will be at such and such time. I have clients all around the world. Dominantly my clients are not in Australia. So dominantly I do consider other time zones as well as obviously me being awake. But I've tested this, same amount of people show up whether I pre-announce it or don't announce it. So these days more and more I'm just showing up whenever I show up, and yeah, you see it or you don't see it, but you catch the replay if you don't see it. It's actually no different to if I announce the time and then some people can come and some people can't come, obviously. So yeah, it always works. It's freaking gold and fire. So this is one of those courses where I'm going to be working with you on the mindset and the inner stuff that just blocks you and stops you from showing up and get you out of your own way. And there's going to be some alignment butt kicking. And then there's going to be every element of the practicalities that you could imagine, because the title of the course, which starts on Monday, which is at thekatrinaruthshow.com/low-ticket-goldmine, is launch your low ticket offer in 7 days. That's the title of it. So that's what we're going to do. It's a very intensive container. You'll be given all the knowledge, information, inner stuff, practical stuff, like what to do and how to do it, whilst understanding how to pull through unapologetically what is actually you being you. And all of that will occur during that period, but you'll also have lifetime access to the whole thing. So if you take a bit longer to go through it, or however long you want, or you want to go back and forth to the content, you'll have all of that. There's going to be really cool bonuses and that sort of thing as well. So save that URL. Hopefully, I don't know if my whole website's down, which would be weird, or if just that page is down. Yeah, my whole website's down. That's super weird. All right. It's a holiday here in Australia, so I'll see if I can sort that out. But just check the link later tonight or tomorrow. It's very rare that my website goes down, so that's just kind of an annoying coincidence, but we'll get it sorted. Okay. That's that. That's the course. Don't miss the course. I do this kind of thing like 2 to 3 times a year where I'll do a very hands-on, practical, entrepreneur-based live container at a very crazy price point, because I'll do my signature courses and so on a couple times a year, which is certainly much longer, certainly a higher price point. And then I'm teaching my Secret Garden all the time, which is my membership for the faith-led entrepreneur who wants to go all in on what God has for her in business, money, and life. That is just for women. That is, you want to understand what it means to walk a Holy Spirit-led life in every element of your business, money, and life. So that's not everyone. Not everyone who follows me online is at that point of wanting to go, yep, I'm going all in on what God has for me. But if you are and you love my work, then you definitely want to be in my membership, which is the Secret Garden. And the link is in my bio, or it's at thekatrinaruthshow.com/Secret Garden. So I have that ongoing all the time. I have various other courses I'm always doing, but this kind of like super low price point, very result based entrepreneur / money creating container type of thing at this sort of price point, that happens 2 to 3 times a year. So it's not on a schedule, because I don't schedule anything. So don't ask me when it's going to be again, because I'll probably never run this exact course again, or I'll sell it, by itself separately. But you will only have this one time to join in live if you want to do that. So write the link down, thekatrinaruthshow.com/low-ticket-goldmine, and go check it out later. Website is down. I'll text my assistant now, although it is a holiday here, like I said. So let's come back to this topic though for just a moment, and then I'm going to get off because I want to go and have my little sauna time, and then I'll probably be in the sauna making stories. So The thing is, you're going to have for the rest, like the entirety of your entrepreneurial journey, you're still going to have parts where you're not sure. You're still going to have aspects where you're questioning, doubting, or trying to figure it out. And the point that I came on to make today is don't make that a reason to not do today's work today, because you can separate that out. You can separate it. You can go, oh my gosh, I'm not sure about that. And I really want to understand, like, Lord, please show me. I really would love to understand how my high ticket coaching should work, or whether or not I even should be giving any attention or focus to that. Like, maybe that's not even where my focus should be. Or you might want to spend some time visioning or brainstorming or mapping out or working with a mentor or coach to understand, I don't know, a different component of next level business or creative output. But meanwhile, if you're meant to write or speak or create or coach or share a message or something that God has given you and is putting on your heart, then do that anyway. Do today's work today. Stop waiting for the perfect time to be platformed or positioned or packaged and just do today's work today. That's such a big component of actually being a person who one day, even this year, never mind 10, 20 years from now, one day looks around and is like, oh, while I was still trying to figure out if I'm good enough or know how or where I should do or create or sell the thing was built. Because that's my business story. And it's not just me. It's, you know, many of the incredible women who I coach around the world, thousands of people who've gone through my courses over the years, hundreds of my private clients, you know, and I've still got my things as well where I'm like, I have no idea how to do that. Like the visions that I have for like stadium filled events and stuff and really cool podcast vision that's going on at the moment in discussion, and it's like beyond anything I've ever done. I don't know how that's going to happen. I don't know how to reach out to certain people where it's not the world I normally move in, you know, like let's say mainstream media, for example. I might have some ideas. I'm also fortunate that I'm pretty well connected at this stage of my business journey, but I still don't know, and it still feels scary to me. And so that still makes it something where it's very easy for me to sideline it and not take action, when in actual fact, I could still be recording a thing, creating a thing, starting to write the thing, acting as though I am a person who has something that's coming through me, and then just writing, speaking, bring it to life. And we just don't know where that's going to lead. We don't know whether I then do step into some whole, you know, different structure kind of thing. Or we don't know if meanwhile, while I was trying to figure out the big scary dream or vision, I was still doing today's work today. And then next minute we look down and that turned into the vision brought to life, you know? So do today's work today. Do today's work today. I was reading Ecclesiastes chapter 4 yesterday, which is a great book of the Bible for entrepreneurs to go and read. And it actually talks about, essentially, God is saying, you don't know what's going to work. You don't know if it's going to be this is going to work or that's going to work. So basically, stop, like I'm paraphrasing here, but stop second guessing and trying to figure it out and going back and forth, and just action the things that are in front of you. Invest in the things that are in front of you. And I thought, how cool is that? There you go. Entrepreneurs who want to hear what God has to say for you, go read Ecclesiastes chapter 4. Okay, so how do you get past resistance? You just do the thing anyway. You just press play. You just start writing. You just take a deep breath and you sit your sweaty butt in the chair or your clean butt, as the case may be. That sounded wrong. And you just, I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to write for 20 minutes. Or I'm going to brainstorm for 20 minutes if that's the thing, but please don't be the person that's always visioning and brainstorming and never taking action. Or I'm going to record a video, and if it's terrible, I guess I'm not going to have to use it, but maybe I need to stop like editing and filtering everything and just trust that it's coming through how it's meant to. Or I'm going to spend 20 minutes and start writing a sales page. Or I'm going to start to reach out to people who I've had some communication with where I think that there could be a good ongoing conversation or business affiliate, whatever it is, right? Start to act from the place of already being her or him, rather than acting perpetually from a spinning, like in circles sort of situation of I know who I'm meant to be, or I have a vision or a dream or something God has planted inside of me for who I'm meant to be, but I don't know how, so I'm just going to spin in circles here. At some point you need to go, no, I'm going to operate from faith and from doing the work that version of me would do, which in actual fact I'm capable of doing, and I've just set all kinds of crazy parameters about it, around and about it, that nobody told me to, and certainly not God. Cool. That's it. I gotta grab my sauna. Resistance. It's a choice. I mean, it's not a choice whether or not you feel it. It's a choice whether or not you let it be in the driver's seat of your life. That's all I'm saying. All right. So the link, if you want to join me in launch your low ticket offer in 7 days, and it's a live course starting on Monday, and you don't want to miss it because it's crazy low cost, even the upfront, let alone if you did payment plan. The link does not work right now because bizarrely my whole website is down, but you can write it down and you go back there later tonight or in the morning or check my stories or whatever. And the link is thekatrinareithshow.com/low-ticket-goldmine. I look forward to seeing you inside, and I'm going to kick your butt to exactly where it's meant to be, which is my all-time favorite thing to do, particularly when it's from alignment and flow. Have an amazing rest of the day or evening, wherever you are in the world. Judge not my teacups, lest you be judged. We're going to clean that up at some point. And don't forget, life is now. Press play.
Yes, there was another incredible, fiery episode of the Faith, Fire and Flow podcast show. It is my honor and absolute delight and just a blessing to get to bring this to you. I trust that you enjoyed this episode. As always, if you would like more of the spirit-led downloads and just a straight up wake up, shake up in your faith that you need in your business, money and life, then go to thekatrinareithshow.com/podcast. Free gift. See what I made you. And I'm going to pass it over to my team now just to read out a few of our incredible reviews. I so appreciate your reviews, your encouragement, your comments, and just your feedback on this show. And I love to share that with you. Have an amazing rest of the day or evening, wherever you are in the world, and keep pressing play.